producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Mark with you,
Daryl
and Johnson.
This is the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live, and you can call in and you can talk about whatever you want here. We've been all over the board. We've spent some time talking about the Iranian missiles, which apparently are in underground bunkers, and there's some news about that today. Social justice warriors, internet trolls, even religion, whether it has to have a deity or not. But let's pop in on Will, calling in from Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, Mark? How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. Thought you guys might be interested in this story that I saw today. You'll recall back in January that huge conspiracy theory about the Muslim no-go zones and the 19 terrorist training camps that are supposedly in the United States?
I do not recall that.
Isn't there, like, these no-go zones were places where basically the federal government fears to tread?
Yeah. Well, there was a guy on Fox News that made this claim that got the whole thing going. His name was Wayne Simmons. His claim is that he's a 23-year veteran of the CIA and a terrorism expert. Well, he was arrested today by the FBI and is now facing 35 years in prison for making false claims about having served in the CIA.
I saw the headlines about Fox News correspondents arrested for supposedly being a CIA, like claiming to be a CIA agent, but I did not know that he was some, you know, Muslim or gonna take over the world fearmonger guy.
He's the one who put that conspiracy theory on the map back in January on the news.
So Will, can I ask you to hazard a guess as to why somebody would say, would go on national television and say something for the purpose of, not offhandedly saying something, for the purpose of saying something that is completely untrue, and they know they're going to get caught at it, right? I mean, if I go on and I say I was a Navy SEAL, then, you know, like, so people are going to say, oh, yeah? Well, let me check on that for you. And they're going to find out, this guy was never a Navy SEAL. I mean, you know, that was the purpose of the interview. Any hazard guess?
You have, like, the Alan West-style Republicans that are all claiming that this is a setup. It's a part of the Obama administration's attempt to silence. Yes. To silence this guy because he's telling people about these training camps that don't exist. I mean, the guy, this claim inspired an attempt at a terrorist attack in New York. A guy here in my home state of Tennessee took guns and bombs and tried to go to a little Muslim community in New York and was going to kill women and children while he was there because of this claim that was on television on Fox News. And now, if you look and you count it up, this is five terrorism / Islamic experts that have been on Fox News that have been found to be charlatans, two of which legal action has been taken against because of the false claims that they've made. So you have five experts that have...
Do you think that Fox News is in some way culpable here? Because...
I would think so. Don't you think someone claims to have been in the CIA for 23 years, you should kind of fact check that a little bit?
I don't know how you fact check it. as a member of the media, I don't know how to find out if somebody, marginally a member of the media.
Right,
how to find out if somebody's been in the CIA.
But, Mark, there's a difference between somebody calling into this show and making an offhanded comment and you finding someone and bringing them on the show as this person is an expert. There's a big difference between those two things.
What if I bring them on the show and then say, this person claims to have been a CIA man? We can't check it, you know, because it's, you know, one of those things you can't check.
But that's not what happened. What happened was he was represented as a CIA agent and expert on terrorism. And all of that was false. So far, they've had Brigitte Gabriel, who has made this claim, and her life story was found out to be a complete work of fiction, including her claims of her home being bombed by Hamas 15 years before Hamas existed. Then you have Ergun Kaner, who actually lost his job at Liberty University when the truth came out about the fact that he did not come from this massively influential Turkish Muslim family, but his family were Turkish Christians. Then you had Ayan Hirsi Ali, who ended up being deported from the Netherlands because it was found out that her life story that she used as a way to gain citizenship was a work of fiction. And you have Reed Schuback.
I don't have a problem with somebody trying to get to another country and telling a fib if that's what it takes for them to get there, as long as they're not going to harm anybody once they get there or tell a bunch of lies.
Well, this was more along the lines of let's use the fear of Muslims as a way to convince this country to let me in.
Gotcha.
She came up with this life story about forced weddings and physical, and no one has been able to corroborate any of her story.
She's
I came from war torn. No, you lived in a middle class family in Somalia before the war. That's the truth.
The thanks
story
for the call, Will.
Is something else.
Appreciate Thank it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jeff calling in from Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
I think that's the quote. That, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that it was something like that. You know, there may be different variations. Or
yeah, I looked it up on the internet afterwards. I just couldn't bring it up to mind there on live radio. So what's up?
Was it different than that, or was it? Or?
No, that's pretty much it. There is a variation of it, but that's basically it.
I see. I make like plaques and stuff. I come up, I do like engraving with computerized machines. I come up with quotes and stuff, so sometimes I'll do that. It's kind of an entrepreneurial thing where I left my old job to do it. So that was kind of it. I hear about the Muslim thing. I think, well, one thing is the Federal Reserve has to find a new enemy for us to fight so we can have wars. That's part of it.
And why does the Federal Reserve want wars?
So they can lend money out and make money. And
aren't they lending it out hand over fist at this point?
Well, yes. Wars, they can make more money in one day of war than they can in a year of peace.
All right.
But there's not been peace since, like, forever ago.
That's because they've been tilling the ground.
Exactly. They're busy at it. So
thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype.
Nathan, hey, guys.
Hey, you wanted to talk about the R&K personalities that we had discussed, I think it was on last night's show. Can you recap real quick what this R&K personality thing's about?
Sure. So there is any biology...
Back off of your mic just a hair, please, Nathan.
Is this good?
Yes.
All right. So any biology student can tell you that RK is a concept that they use, to study nature and such. And in nature, it refers to two different reproductive strategies. Informally, R is spray and pray, where you have large numbers of offspring and minimal investment. And this is, generally for environments that are very unstable or have a lot of resources. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have species that are, have fewer children or offspring and invest more into them. And I don't know if there's a word for this, but they call them K strategists in the theory.
Non-mammalian Ks?
Are there non-mammalian Ks? I mean, I would think if oysters or insects, like the first thing would be, that I would think of if asking for an R. Oh, I'm sorry, you're asking for a K?
A K, non-mammalian Ks.
I can't think of any offhand.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so maybe there's something with birds, but yeah, elephants, whales, chimps, these kind of things. Those would be the typical examples of K. And, there's other features too, like Ks have larger body size and longer lifespan and, later development of maturity and things like this. But the core difference is investment and offspring.
Okay, and you want to discuss this, the ethics of Ks?
Yeah, it's something that
Hold the line, please. 855-450-3733. It's been a conversation that's come up more than once here on Free Talk Live, and I find it interesting, even so much so that I was talking to a friend about it. So R's and K's here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And Nathan's calling in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We're across the board this evening, but Nathan has called in and wants to talk about the ethics of procreation standards amongst animals, the R and the K standard. I guess if you're into biology, you understand this perhaps a bit better than I do. But you just laid out your premise, Nathan, that the R's are people or organisms that have a great deal of offspring, not much investment. K's are organisms that have very few offspring and a great deal of investment in the offspring. So go ahead.
Right. That's the fundamental characteristic. And if that were the whole thing, then there wouldn't really be any controversy because, you know, every biology student would agree with you. But what the book that discusses this is trying to apply it to humans and arguing that in humans, there's a distinct R psychology and a distinct K psychology. And of course, you know, humans like elephants and whales are very K. So it's not really K versus R. It's K versus slightly lesser K, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so he lists the five traits, only the three of them are really important. Competitiveness. So for Ks, the main traits are competitiveness, high investment monogamy, and loyalty to an in-group. And then Rs would have the opposite of that, which would be, you know, lack of competition. You know, we brought up liberals wanting to redistribute tax money on the previous show, you know, because instead of competing honestly in the market, you want everyone to, you know, get the same amount.
Fairness.
Exactly. Of course, the subject of the book is arguing that liberals are R's and conservatives are K's.
That's assuming that conservatives actually, quote-unquote conservatives actually want people to be able to compete on their own merit. Conservatives that I know of, for the most part, want to give preferential treatment to certain people in certain groups. That they want to give, you know, all of these tax breaks and tax incentives and monetary handouts to big business.
Those are conservative politicians that use the system. We're talking about conservative. This is talking about societies and you know, how people function within them. So you're talking about voters here, not politicians.
Right, and it's about psychologies as opposed to like particular political parties.
Then don't use conservative and liberal unless you want people to think that you mean conservative political people and liberal political people.
No, you would use the term Republican and Democrat in that case.
They call themselves conservatives and liberals, Mark.
For Christ almighty, how are you supposed to describe people who are conservative if you don't use the term conservative, Daryl?
Okay, if you want me to think that it means what I know conservative to mean and act like, then use the term conservative. Just don't get upset when I say, okay, they want to give preferential treatment to people.
Go on, Nathan.
Okay. So, well, Daryl, have you heard of the studies where they measure, like, brain regions or whatever, and they find that conservatives have a higher amygdala, and then the people on the left have a higher cortex or whatever? Are you familiar with that?
I've seen some of those studies, but I, for the most part, reject them as perpetuating the left-right paradigm because it completely leaves out alternatives to right or left.
Yeah.
And there's so many alternatives to right and left that when you just say there's people on the right and people on the left and that's the only two things, then don't expect me to take you seriously.
Well, that was one of the things that I thought about when I first got into this, and it actually was one of the things that encouraged me to read the book because I wanted to know more detail about how you could sort of take this dichotomy and apply it to biology and, you know, something more universal than a political action convention or whatever. So it's definitely, it's not that you could say every person is a Republican or a Democrat. That's definitely not what this theory is saying. It's just saying that there's two psychologies and that in the current climate we're in, one psychology, you know, gravitates toward one party versus the other.
I would say that there are more than two psychologies. And there are probably countless psychologies and various ways to think of things and look at things and act upon things.
That's interesting. Can we find out what he's, you know, the premise of it? He's trying to set a basis here. We can tear up the basis after I hear what it is that he says, you know, his idea is. So go on.
Okay. Are you ready for the main point? Okay. So, the question comes up in the book a lot of ethics, mainly like is it wrong to be an R or, you know, versus a K or whatever. And, you know, just giving you my gut reaction to it, there's, you know, not a whole lot of societies where cowardly thieving people who, you know, want to sleep with a lot of women are prized or like raised up as, you know, the noblest standard or whatever.
I think that men that sleep with a lot of women are pretty much held at high standards in many societies.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, the whole psychology. Like, have you heard of the Kundalangita in from that book, The Sociopath Next Door?
No.
It was the idea that the Inuit in the Aleutian Islands have psychopaths that, you know, that's their word for psychopaths. They're people who, you know, won't go on hunts and pretend to be ill or whatever so they can stay behind and sleep with a bunch of women. And the anthropologist asked the Eskimo, you know, what do you do with this person? And his response was something like, oh, well, someone would push them into the ice when no one was looking. That's the kind of psychology that I'm thinking of. But that was actually
how does it get propagated then? So if you're talking about a society where they, you know, K's are esteemed to the point that R's are actually killed, assassinated, how do the R's come along? Is it a variation in DNA? Is it just a coping mechanism that people have to sort of get through life? You know, what is it?
Well, in the book, he argues that it's a combination of genes and learned behavior and, you know, early childhood experiences. For, like, to take a simple example, he says maybe if you learned early on to, you know, win at sports or something, then maybe that would teach you as a kid that competition is good and it's okay for people to be different and to get, you know, preferentially rewarded based on merit.
I was the kid who was always picked last, as was Ian.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a lot of experiences where other people were doing a lot better than you. So this brings up a scenario that this is actually the inspiration for the book. The author was watching a nature documentary and they were talking about cuttlefish. And apparently the way cuttlefish mate is that the males compete with each other. They kind of like flash their little white chromatophores or whatever.
We know what they're flashing. Go ahead.
Yeah, they flash the lights at each other in some kind of contest, and the one who flashes the lights bigger wins, and then the other one just kind of honorably gives up and allows the other cuttlefish to go mate. And what was surprising to him when he saw this documentary is that there's a second type of cuttlefish that's kind of smaller and weaker, and that they would sort of tend to basically what they would do is pretend to be female cuttlefish because they're smaller and resemble them more and would sort of sneak by the males engaging in combat in order to mate with the females. So the females are passive. They just wait in the little
those little tricksters.
Exactly. And so you see the thing here is that if this kind of behavior, when you look at it in people, I mean, I can't think of any other word to call it but wrong.
Cowardly. Yeah.
Help.
Nathan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's an interesting topic. I don't know how relevant it is to our lives and whether these things are true, but you can certainly relate some of these characteristics to people you've met in your life. And I think that, yeah, K's seem like better folks. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you real quick about ProXPN. If you're on the internet, you better care about your privacy there. And ProXPN is the first step you need to take. It's a virtual private network. It encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. They do it all right, including OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever it is. Works on all your devices. You only need one account, so you don't have to have a bunch of different accounts. And if you just go to proxpn.com, use coupon code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with your code FTL50. Now, there's even a better deal. If you have Bitcoin, you go to proxpn.com/amp, and you pay with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of ProXPN for only $49.95, plus the $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. It's a huge savings, but only if you pay with Bitcoin. You keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed, you go to ProXPN.com now, use coupon code FTL50 or ProXPN.com/AMP and take advantage of the new AMP offer. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. Matt in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
You know, I've been thinking about recently, I saw this actually photographed on the internet, about President Obama feeling safe that his children are being safeguarded by men carrying guns. However, people feel this would be hypocritical in a sense because this man being a liberal generally feels that and likes to crack down on gun policies and has.
Yeah, I think that recently with the shooting out in the UCC shooting, I guess the Oregon State College or whatever it is.
Umpqua Community College.
UCC shooting out there, that he did say that something to the effect of this shooting thing is getting out of hand and we need to have a national conversation about guns.
Right.
And I don't, you can decide what that means for yourself, a national conversation, but yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It seems very vague where he's going with this. And for somebody, and my interpretation of it is that he wants to take a stricter stance on passing laws regarding how we can obtain guns and who carries guns.
I think that's a reasonable guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And considering his political ideologies, somebody, of his history and of his political stance, it's not surprising that that would be the direction he wants to take with this. And I think people, are not for my friends on Facebook ranting about this photograph. How could he, it's very hypocritical thing to say, I want armed men around my daughters being protected by these people. However, I don't want our citizens to have these guns. But to be honest with you, I don't think I personally would like every American to have a firearm. I don't think I could trust everybody to have a firearm. And even though I personally feel that I'm pro firearms, I think Americans have that right to own guns. However, I can see his take on it that, maybe he doesn't feel that everyone should own firearms either.
Okay, so what I find this is easy to do. We can look at this through the wonders of science, or at least something science-y. We can go to states where they have what they call constitutional carry. That means in that state, you don't have to have any kind of license. As I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, but you have to have no license to, other than you purchase a firearm in whatever way you purchase it. You can go and you can purchase a firearm from an individual, so...
Mm-hmm.
The government wouldn't know that you have it, and then you can carry that firearm concealed on your person without anyone knowing about it.
And in the case of Vermont, they have never had a concealed carry permit ever. So there's not even the option of getting a permit if you want one, because they don't have a procedure for such a thing.
So we do have places in America where you can look at what it might be like if there were no state-level gun laws.
Right.
And in the case of Vermont, I believe it has the lowest, but it's certainly among the five lowest crime rates in the nation per capita.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that, I don't think you can draw a conclusion from that, because, there's Arizona, Alaska, and a variety of other places that have constitutional carry, and they may have lower than average gun laws, crime rates, but I find it difficult in all the research I've done to sort of correlate, because there's just different research that says different things about guns. So I'm not willing to say more guns, less crime. But I can tell you that there are people who are, and there are plenty of people who say, more guns, more crime.
And that's the beautiful thing about statistics, is you can make them say whatever you want them to say.
That is absolutely true, and it's difficult.
And here's what I'll ask you on this one, Matt. So you're upset with the idea of people, any old buddy getting a gun and carrying it around. And we can see that in Vermont, any person who's completely out of their mind, bat-ass crazy, can go get a gun and carry it concealed and use it to solve problems. And it generally doesn't happen. So I'm a convicted felon. It's illegal for me to own a handgun. And I also happen to live in a pretty rural place. We don't have our own police service there. You have state police and that sort of thing. Now, people don't go burglarizing houses in my town because gun ownership's really high where I live, and they're liable to end up perforated. But if for whatever reason I have to deal with some situation at my home, it's against the law for me to defend myself. But I am the kind of person they want to keep the guns out of their hands. It's not just a felony I've got. It's a violent felony. So, the last person that sort of from on paper you're going to want to have a gun. But what I kind of wonder to myself is if somebody is safe enough to, release from prison, and if that person didn't break the law in 5 years, why wouldn't we allow them to have a weapon?
That's a very interesting question. And,
it's just a few miles north of you there from Massachusetts.
Yeah. You know, that's very interesting. You know, and like I said, I don't actually feel that I like gun restrictions. I actually feel people should have firearms. Just that, you know, I don't think, like I said, certain people shouldn't have firearms. People who
are qualified. Oh, I agree. Lots of people shouldn't have them. It's just I don't know who should tell them they shouldn't have them.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting enough, and you said about some, for example, being released from prison and having violent tendencies, you know, maybe it would be easier to carry out an assault with a firearm. However, I feel that if you look at certain statistics in certain cases, there are murders that still occur without firearms, and people who have violent tendencies will still carry out violent acts.
Let me ask you this, Matt.
I hear often, yes.
How long do you think it would take me to acquire a firearm if that's what I wanted to do?
How long would it take you to acquire a firearm? Let's see.
I mean, if I happen to have, call it $500, and access to Craigslist, I'm reasonably certain I can have a firearm inside of 12 hours.
No, there are places where you can get firearms. Believe me, I've been places down south where you can try. And this is a true story. We went down to, a cousin of mine actually went down to Georgia. He stopped over, and a gentleman sold him a firearm. He's 16 years old, no permit, no question, sold him a firearm.
That's how it goes, and that's, you know, that's the point that I have to say on felons. Thanks so much for the call, Matt. Felons possessing weapons is you're not stopping the bad guys from getting guns with your gun laws. You're stopping the good guys, and that's true with felons, too. You're not stopping the felons that are going to commit some kind of terrible crime. You're stopping the felons that might want to defend their families. And here's my last piece of information on that, is it's legal for felons to have black powder pistols. If felons are going to commit the crimes with the guns they obtain legally, then where are all the crimes with black powder pistols? How come felons don't use black powder pistols and obey your laws and commit crimes with these things?
Yar.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous, ridiculous notion.
Could be like Blackbeard and have like six of them strapped on you, whatever, like so you can.
You really don't need them
one at a time.
There's six rounds in those things. When you fire that off, everybody's gonna do what you want. It sounds like a cannon. 855-453 Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Tell me how we're supposed to restrict guns. 855-453.
Are you searching for your soulmate, someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live.
Live Thursday night edition with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
I'm going to make an assertion here. You could rebut it if you wish. But I believe that Free Talk Live, I personally believe Free Talk Live is the single best use of your charitable liberty dollar. Now, I'm going to call it among the best uses for your charitable liberty dollar in order to not be so offensive and, you know, not initiate nitpicking. But what we do with the $5 a month we get from our AMPers in our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com is we buy advertising to get more listeners to the show. We buy equipment for radio stations to carry us. We do whatever it takes to market and advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live in the best fashion that we believe is possible, reaching more people. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, if you spend time trying to promote the ideas of liberty, I want to humbly suggest that $5 a month isn't much, that it's the cost of one of them fancy cups of coffee from Starbucks or whatever, and that money can be used very well by us to promote the ideas of liberty to people whom you have not met and reach your goals. We help you reach your goals, and we produce a lot of content for you for free. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, maybe you want to help us, support us. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James calling in from, I'm not entirely sure. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that ever since they lifted the automatic gun ban in the mid-90s, overall gun crime has gone down. Mass shootings have gone up due to the media pumping up stuff, so everybody's trying to copycat it, in my opinion. But if you look at where all the most violent, overall violent crimes are committed, is in places with the strictest gun laws.
That is an interesting thing, right? Like, the shootings happen in gun-free zones. They happen in the cities or near the cities that have
outside of Chicago, right. South Central Los Angeles.
You can't legally own a gun in Chicago, but lots of people own guns.
in Oregon, they had a security guard. He wasn't even armed. It was a gun-free zone. If I was a parent, I'd be going after that college for having a security guard that's not even armed. But in my opinion is the bad guy is going to have guns either way, so I think everyone should be able to have guns. Everyone, let them have the guns too, but if enough good people have them, then, you know, it's not as easy for them just to pick and choose. But overall, violent crimes are up, home invasion, all that stuff. In these places, it's not just murder, gun murders. It's
violent crimes are down, right?
No, in these places with the strictest gun. But yeah, you're right.
I haven't done the research on those places specifically.
Now, in regards to the security guard, I used to work security, and I was never an armed security guard. And the primary reason that the places I worked did not have armed security was insurance. Once you have an armed security guard, the insurance rate actually winds up going up drastically.
There's a gun on the property?
Yes.
Interesting. You know, one of the problems with guns is...
Are you going to run up and shine a flashlight on them when there's a mass... But you're not allowing no one else to have a gun? Allow a teacher, a custodian, somebody that has a concealed weapons permit. You're making these kids go to school, and you're pumping up... The media is pumping up mass shootings, so and they're not protecting the kids, and they're not letting the kids protect themselves. So,
Why we should be doing more education online. These MOOCs, somebody help me out, the massively multi-online courses things, these college courses that they have online, they're called MOOCs.
Yes. I've never heard that term before.
I have. It's massively online something or other, but it's... But massive open online courses.
Massive open online courses. Yeah, there's no particular reason why people need to be piled up in classrooms anymore. This is a holdover from the pre-digital age. And why are we doing it?
Because Prussia.
Try to shoot me through the camera on the professor.
I agree.
It'd be even better for the professors. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it. It'd be even better for the professor because they could do it from their house. You know, you just put a green screen up on the living room wall and do your class that way.
And then all of the professors down in Texas that are protesting, we don't want guns on campus, they wouldn't have to worry about being on campus because they could be at home.
Indeed.
And did you hear about the protest that's going to happen down on the campus of UT?
No.
Where
University of Texas?
Yes. There's going to be a protest where apparently it's being led by a sorority where people are going to put sex toys in holsters and walk around on campus open carrying their sex toys.
What's the point of that?
I think to mock the whole new rule that's going in and mock the professors that are upset about it.
Are you sure that it might not be mocking the people that have the guns? Like, you're carrying a gun because you're compensating for something. You know, suggesting that a gun is being held in place.
They might be mocking that, too. I just, you know, whatever. Like, I think it's funny. Like, I can enjoy satire.
I think it's amusing, you know.
I would like to see someone carrying both. Both. Especially women.
There you go.
Carrying both.
Prepared. One of the things that I think about guns is it seems to be these gun laws are victim disarmament laws.
Yes.
A gun makes it so that somebody can protect themselves from somebody stronger. It evens the odds if that's what they wish to do. I found a lot of big men that carry guns, but I don't know why that is particularly, but I've met a lot of women who carry guns too, and I imagine it makes them feel safer. Now, I don't particularly care if they never have to employ it. If you can buy something that makes you feel safer, you should be able to have it. The world probably wouldn't be safer if I'm carrying around a firearm all the time because, well, you know, I'm a little haphazard. I'm not thinking about stuff. But most of the safety equipment they have for these guns these days make them very, very safe.
And also consider old men, too. You know, you're talking about women, but what about, like, men who are, you know, not in their prime anymore? They're not going to be able to get into a fist fight.
No, I don't want to get into a fist fight anymore. Right? There's a time I have a fist fight just for fun. But, no, I do not. I'm not putting my health on the line for your jackholery.
You know,
no interest in it.
And the whole idea behind a firearm, too, is that there will not be any altercation. Lay down on the ground right now.
Yeah. No. We had Christopher Cantwell on the show here who managed to stop a physical altercation with a gun. Fortunately, no one was harmed. He did retreat, but they pursued him. And I don't know what you're supposed to do when somebody's pursuing you right. and you have a gun. At some point or another, you know, you got to pull it and say, look, I'm not having any more of this crap.
Right.
Back off.
Yeah. Stay away from me, you psycho, or I will kill you.
And that's, you know? That's what was going to happen here. And what's amazing about this story is that so many people that just seem to dislike libertarians in this town or whatever are like, you know, he did it all wrong. He did a terrible thing. He pulled out a gun to defend him against himself against somebody who was chasing
him. Because he had a gun on him, too. I mean, like... Would he not pull it out and let them get up to him and attack him and take it from him?
These people
you
were,
can't do that. You like cannot do that.
2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know what time it was, but it was quite early in the morning. Now, I'll fault him for that. What are you doing walking around the streets at that hour of the night? But nonetheless, other than that, I really don't have anything to say. It's, you know, I mean, if somebody pursues you, pull the gun out, stop him from pursuing you. So, anyway, I tend to think that I don't know. I mean, when you look at some of these European countries, they have almost no guns at all, and their crime rate's significantly lower.
But UK, for
yeah,
example.
If you look at the UK, they've got a skyrocketing rate of people winding up committing crimes with knives and people stabbing one another.
If you compare their crime rate to our crime rate, and we discussed this last time I was on, last Thursday, is that, you know, their crime rate is... If you use the same definition that we use for violent crime, is double the United States. If you use their definition, it's 5 times the United States.
Wow.
You know, but if you use the FBI's definition for violent crime,
but they have fewer people in prison.
Well, you know, I don't know.
People
are getting stabbed. And
right.
You brought up the point that maybe people are surviving more likely if they're getting stabbed, and that is true. So, great. People are, you know, being crippled by knives, you know, but they survive it. Okay, great.
Right. So one of the problems that we have here in the U.S. is these mandatory minimum sentences and what are being called private prisons, where it's some corporation that gets a contract to operate a prison. And in their contract, they have specified the state will provide us at 90% capacity or 95. I saw there is one prison in Arizona. They have a 100% capacity requirement in their contract. That the state will keep every single bed we have in the prison occupied at all times, otherwise they'll pay us extra money.
Yeah, I think these private prisons are an interesting conversation to have in the sphere of liberty. Anyway, check it out in the meantime. You can carry on this conversation on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Check out our new website. It looks awesome at freetalklive.com.
It's pretty.
Participate there. Check out our blogs.
It's too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host.
host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.